The Holiest Book, Holiest Seven, Tablet 2. From Genesis 1 verse 8 until the story of Abraham, the process of creation and the different phases of the evolutionary process are explained. Also, many explanations are given for some points which have been a source of confusion. The following paragraphs will help to clarify these explanations. Adam is a name for the first humans and the first begotten son, who were dual in nature, male and female. There were many humans in the beginning made by God. Created he them. Genesis 1 verse 27. The first human did not have anybody. He was in the ethereal stage. In fact, all things were in this stage. In chapter 2 of Genesis, God decided to give Adam a body. So he made a body for him. And only in this stage was the breath of life, prana, necessary to link the soul and spirit to the body. This also was done to all other things. Man and woman were divided from the original Adam, which had a dual nature. After this evolutionary process, the word Adam and man are used interchangeably in the Bible. The name woman is used with a twofold meaning, woman as female and woman as the lower nature of the human. It is through the influence of this lower nature that the fall of man occurs. They were thrown out of heaven, higher consciousness or beings, to the gross world. Only in this stage did they assume a new body with skin, Genesis 3:21. However, humans fell more and further their distance from the Lord. This is explained by the fact that as the sin, samskaras, becomes heavier, or humans become attracted too much to the external world, the soul becomes more distant from realizing God. In this state, however, humans still preserved their direct relationship with the forces of nature. Their third eyes were opened. They had great occult powers. They could manipulate the forces of nature. The old generation misused these powers so much that the whole earth became corrupt. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Genesis 6:5. So God decided to withdraw completely all the occult powers from man and destroy all things he had created. He closed the third eye of man and only left intellect to make man able to grasp the realities behind this visible universe. The Lord God also created a new climate on earth and gave man the body he presently has. The humans were also divided into different types: Shudras, Kshatriyas, Vipras, Vaishyas, and Brahmins in this stage. This is all symbolized by the flood at the time of Noah, which was completed around 6,000 years ago. Still, humanity had the power of telepathy, symbolized by the verse, "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech," Genesis 11:1. With this good communicative ability and with the use of their intellect, they started to become a great civilization again. They started to use these abilities to make name and fame for themselves. Babel, Genesis 11:9. Instead of using them for progressing spiritually. So again, another evolutionary process took place. Telepathic ability was taken away from them. With having different languages, with many different dialects, their languages were already different. every one after his tongue. Genesis 10:5-20-31. Man became completely powerless for his own good. However, the Lord God did not go through all these things to leave man in this stage. He had a definite plan for doing so. He had a plan to bring humans to a point where they would realize that the only way is to understand the realities behind this universe and creation and obey the laws. Humans should use all their powers and might toward spiritual progress of the self and others. Selfish endeavors will bring destruction to all. The only way is His way, universal laws. This plan or process started 12,000 years ago. Man reached the state that he is in now around 6,000 years ago. The last 6,000 years of history were necessary to show how the laws of karma, reincarnation, and many other universal laws work. The Lord God demonstrated that whenever people lose the view of these laws, they will suffer because of their actions. Also, the seven steps of the eternal divine path were revealed by seven religions in this period to guide man in his spiritual progress.